Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Are we on?
We are.
Okay, so this is show 304. It is now our highest numbered show yet.
Again, you're going to do this?
Yeah, until I get tired of it.
All right.
I have people coming into the range quoting it now.
Do they?
Yes. So,
they have even less of a life than we do.
Yeah, so I have a special guest today. None other than the man, the myth, the legend, Tony Simon.
Simon Says Shoot.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing? It's Tony Simon from Simon Says Train, but think I'll change that.
Simon Says Shoot. And Tony hosted the Diversity Shoots.
Tony Simon got a nice shiny gun.
You know, Tony's adopted this healthy lifestyle lately, so I got him this beautiful 130-calorie box of California raisins. Yeah. To gift, you should say he just looked at me, man. Yeah, like I put pulled a shank out on him or something.
Like you were taking a turd.
But wait a minute, you ready for this? It says California raisins in the front, and Newman's Own, and they're a product of Turkey or Uzbekistan. So there's your raisins, Tony.
There you go.
Eat them. Don't choke on them. All right. So now listen, guys. I want to talk to you. We're going to talk about the diversity shoot, but I have so much more.
We were
more.
Doing better talking off the air then.
Listen to me. I have so much more that I'm going to kill you guys about. You're not even going to imagine it.
Is blood going to come out of my ears again?
Well, you know, so we had the Amish struck again in England a few days ago, right?
Freaking, it's all over those horses and those suspenders.
The Daily Mail or BBC News said that he was Asian.
He was Asian.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah, but he had the beard with no mustache, so he was Amish, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I was looking for his buggy and
yeah,
horses.
And the whip and the, yeah.
So it's the normal thing where
it's that Amish mafia.
We post a British flag on our Facebook profile, and we say we're helping.
Right.
And then everybody says we hope that nobody from Islamic faith get offended now.
Right. And we
got to
burn. Wait, you got to get those little candles.
Yeah.
Little votive candles.
And
we
got to
put them up and bring teddy bears. And shit, and everything's fine then.
Yes, and then we're all good. So
And then we move on till the next time. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, what our elected officials are saying, and the judges that don't want us to be safe, and because we're letting the barbarians in the gate, the barbarians in the keep, is people that won't assimilate. They're basically saying that, you know, we need to be multiculturalist in a multiculturalism society and then die together.
Yeah, of course.
As multicultural.
Yeah, because we all die together. Yeah.
So I think it's interesting, Tony. We're going to get into your diversity shoot, but I want to make you guys bleed right now. We were talking before about old Sanford and Son and Jefferson off air. Sandy had some technical difficulties, but this came to me. The University of Arizona has a vice provost for inclusive excellence.
Oh, good God almighty.
And the 20-page handbook for students and professors 20 alike.
20 pages.
This is yours when we leave. It's called Diversity and Inclusiveness in the Classroom. Now, I brought this up because
exactly
Tony,
what we were talking about off air.
Yeah, Tony has a diversity shoot,
right?
And his diversity shoot, the next one is April 6th, by the way, and then after that is what, June 1st?
June 1st.
I leave for England April 7th. I will be at the diversity shoot. So, but this, you have to read this to fully enjoy it. It's available online. You can just Google University of Arizona Diversity and Inclusiveness in a Classroom. But Sandy, this is yours. Now there's a new, you can't say LGBTQ anymore.
Why?
It's LGBTQIA.
IA.
I is B-C. Intrasexual and A is asexual.
What is intrasexual?
I Googled it and it says that they don't have any sexual affiliation. So you're...
It's kind of like me. Married men.
Wow. Oh,
there
God.
It is. See? Okay. God. Hey, look, so we're diverse.
All right, you guys ready?
I can come now.
This is
professors stop. Have stop. You look. Oh my.
Thank God we're not taping
God.
This in video. You have to create a safe space for students for engaging in dialogue and challenging topics. Okay, now. If a student feels
who's paid for this.
Yeah. Listen, if a student feels hurt or offended by another student's comment, the student can say "ouch"
okay.
in acknowledgement.
Like a 3-year-old child.
Yeah. So tone. Yeah. what I like those 12 or 15 things I said to you before the show. You
could ouch.
Ouch.
This is for adults in college, 18 to 24-year-old kids. They have to say ouch.
Okay, so if you have a child in the Arizona, this is not Arizona State, right? This is University of Arizona, right?
The University of Arizona.
Okay. You have a child in the University of Arizona that you're paying, what, $50,000 a year?
63.
Yeah, something.
I looked it up.
$63,000 a year.
Yes.
For this, and they're teaching the children to say ouch.
Ouch.
If you don't pull your kid out, you're... I have
so
no words for you.
If I came home first semester and got a B instead of an A, and my father called me a retard, if I said ouch,
boom!
Good, Tone.
He just would figure that's anticipatory, like it always was.
Oh, you say an ouch, I'm going to give you a reason.
I'm going to give you a reason.
I got plenty to cry about when I was a kid.
I'll give you something to cry about.
When I was between the ages of 17 and 20. Three?
Yeah.
I was in the Marine Corps. I can't imagine getting out, going to school on a GI Bill, leaving the environment I left, and have people say ouch when I insulted them.
Here's some more examples of microaggressions. You
okay,
ready?
Microaggressions.
Yeah, a professor continuing to mispronounce a student's name. Okay?
Oh, my God, you'd be guilty of microaggressions.
Exactly.
All day long.
This is another microaggression. A professor scheduling tests or project due dates on religious or cultural holidays.
Oh, get the... Really?
That's a microaggression, okay? Singling students out in the class because of their backgrounds. Tony, help Sandy with his math problem. You're Asian. You can't say that. It's a microaggression.
But it's true.
Okay.
What, are you going to get the Italian guy to help you?
I got a bad one for you guys. From now on, you cannot use heterosexist or sexist examples of language in class, i.e., atoms sometimes tracked each other like male and female. Unacceptable. Magnets, male and female magnets, unacceptable. Look, you should see Sandy's face looking at me. You can't say male, female on atoms or magnets or electricity or plugs anymore. It's heterosexist and sexist.
You got that shiny gun you could shoot me in the face
with? It's right here. It's
right
there.
God. Oh, my God.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com is on 393 Route 10 East Hanover, right across the street from the Best Buy. Be on the lookout for the big orange awning out front. Stop in, say hello to Carlos Negron and Sherry Spivak, County Line Firearms. I think they're supporting the diversity shoot, correct?
Yes, they have been. Sherry's been supporting it from almost the very beginning. And Carlos showed up at the last one, and hopefully he'll be at this one also.
By the way, during the break, these two guys had me. I was a victim of 17 microaggressions.
You said ouch a lot.
Ouch,
yeah,
ouch,
you really
right?
were ouching.
So I just gave Sandy that report. That's the University of Arizona, and I just picked out some jewels and highlighted them. That was literally 1% of what's in 20-page dossier there of what you can and cannot say.
Display.
In
and it was
school
wait a minute
anymore.
Here. This is
the manifesto.
He's the vice provost, right?
Yep. Yes, Vice Provost, Jesus Trevino. Now, wait a minute. Since his name is spelled like Jesus, only with a tilde.
Ouch.
Is he being microaggressive? I mean,
he's
to Muslim students?
Probably.
Yeah, wouldn't you think?
I would say.
Or, you know.
Actually, this silliness has gotten into the prison system in New Jersey.
Same thing? Tell us.
I was.
Tell
hey,
us
Hey, congratulations on getting out, by the way.
You're welcome. They don't know I'm gone yet. What was I doing? I was doing something. I was on an elevator with an administrator, and they were discussing an inmate, and they said something about her. Well, it's a men's prison. And I said, okay, her? And it was like, yes, we have to identify inmates as they identify themselves.
In prison. They do this in Turkey, too, I hear.
Well, oh, yeah.
The Turkish
they let
prisons.
The attack dogs out.
Yeah.
Well, I turned around and said, so if an inmate refers to himself as a freed man, do you have to let him go? Or?
If he identifies as a free man, yeah. Do you let him go? Yeah, that's a good question.
It's the cultural knocking down of our society. No more individualism. We have to apologize for everything. It's quite ludicrous. Now.
Well, if you want to know how it's going to end.
Tell me.
The Empress,
not well.
It's Walt Disney, The Emperor's New Clothes. You can watch it. The Emperor's naked. And everyone's talking about
dude,
how great his clothes
are. The Emperor's been naked for 8 years. The
Emperor's bucket it's, naked.
It's, yep. And it's still going on. Let's tell you, we just changed occupants of the White House, but it's still going on.
So my hyperlinks aren't working on my show prep. Luckily,
no, they're not.
Luckily, I read and I can tell you. So there was a tragic accidental shooting with a 4-year-old boy in Newark. So, of course, Mayor Ross Baraka calls for more.
Who, by the way, has gotten the Gun for Hire Radio Horse's Ass Award more times than anyone else.
Yeah, because he banned toy guns and everything. Mm-hmm. So here we go. We have this mayor calling for more gun control. And this is one of the reasons why we have the diversity shoots, because Tony draws a lot of inner city people come in, and he educates them. And it's not just about educating that guns aren't a bad thing. It's also educating what the laws are. They talk about proper storage. Tony, take it over from here. What are some of the other topics
before we even get into that, what are the chances that firearm was a legal firearm?
They don't talk about that on the news.
They won't mention whether it was a legal firearm or not, which makes me think maybe it was just a gun owner that might have been careless, a legal gun owner that might have been careless with his firearm, or it could have been an illegal gun. But my thing is, since they're avoiding it, I think it doesn't fit their narrative.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just maybe a sloppy parent.
When New Jersey talks about NJ.com, political corruption, they went back a history of political corruption in New Jersey. Every politician that was a Democrat just had the person's name. Every person, every politician that was a Republican, it had their name and a R next to their name. They let the D's off on like 16 politicians. So it's all part of the narrative.
Right,
we know that.
Sure.
So Tony has these events, and he keeps picking up sponsors and getting donations. And Gun for Hire, Woodland Park Range, donates a lot of stuff as well. And they continue to grow. And when the new range expansion is done, obviously, he'll be able to expand the diversity shoots as well. So what can people look forward to April 6th? Tone, you're a perennial guest on here. We have you on all the time. I'm just going to have a placard that says, ouch, and hold it up when I'm with him now. Because every time we're off the air, I just want to tell you people, he really insults me. He doesn't respect my white privilege.
Right.
Okay.
And since you self-identify as a black man.
I know.
It's just unbelievable.
You know, but yeah, he does not respect my white privilege. And you know how I exude that,
yes, you know, when
I walk around, you know. I mean, I greeted him today. He came in. I said, what's up, darky?
High five, my brother.
and he knows that I'm the least racist person because he knows I hate everybody.
That's all right,
but the narrative is we're gun people and we're white males, therefore I hate everybody.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's the biggest one with the diversity shoots is bringing in people who have not been around gun people or who are curious about getting involved or even have never done it but want to take the chance of checking it out in a safe environment. So I bring them in here, and they meet gun people. They meet people like Rosie from CNJFO. I have the shirt on today. I had to read it. It's hard to do it upside down.
Upside down, I saw that.
Well, you could read it backwards, and we'll say you're dyslexic.
See, there you go wanting to call me names again.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm a Baptist. I'm not dyslexic.
You didn't say ouch.
I'm a Baptist, not dyslexic.
ouch.
Ouch. Also, we bring in Christian Ragosa.
NRA.
NRAILA. What we want to do is introduce people to the Second Amendment political groups and get regular gun owners to actually be politically active. We see them on Facebook all the time talking about, I'm a 3% or a vote from the rooftops. Well, could you vote in the ballot box, please?
Mm. Yeah, right.
Participate in the political process and you won't have to vote from the rooftops. A lot of people that live outside of New Jersey realize how crazy it is. And the first thing they scream is, oh, my goodness, I'd move. Well, if we move, it follows. We have to kill it here.
Well, Standy's been saying for 6 years, what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey, and it's the truth.
It's right. Very true.
I mean, look at Hawaii. Look at Seattle, Washington. Right. I mean, we don't have L.A., California. Mm-hmm. Tony, we're going to continue. Sorry about the break. That's Sandy's fault. You can say ouch. It's all right.
Ouch.
It was a microaggression. You know, normally if there were white guests, we'd have a longer segment.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're gonna notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff.
To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com has two locations, one in Montville and one in Parsippany. You've used Ron's place already, right?
Montville was an awesome place, very professional.
70-person meeting room there. You guys had a self-defense thing there, right?
We had civilian response to active shooter with Mike Wolf from Justifiable Force Training.
See what I mean? Like, Ron just opens his facilities up to everybody. So please check out LibertyOfficeSuites.com, one on New Road in Parsippany, one in Montville off Changebridge Road. If you need to have a professional environment, this is the way to do it, ladies and gentlemen, LibertyOfficeSuites.com. So, Tony, you were talking more about diversity. By the way, listeners, I said ouch three more times during the break. So go ahead.
Yeah, the diversity shoot is about education. It's also about fun. I mean, that's my whole thing. If you're not having fun, you're not coming. I don't really want it to be a really dry event. So, you know, the speakers come up, they speak for a few minutes. We have drawings because we have my friend Sean from
BlackBagResources.com. Who's never been on the show in 6 years, by the way. April, you're welcome to come on the show. You can bring the baby, too. But Sean, never. Go ahead, Tone.
Well, Sean is my Ed McMahon when it comes to drawings. He's really personable. I want people to come here, have fun, win cool prizes, shoot cool guns, takes lots of Facebook photo pictures, and just spread the word about how gun owners aren't the stereotype that they keep trying to push. They're not all racist white people. We
just us in this room, I guess.
Yeah, well, just a few here.
Yeah.
Ouch. But, I mean, it's like they're regular people. They're like you and me, moms, dads. They have jobs, and they want to improve New Jersey and the way we live. And firearms are your responsibility. It is a civil right. The Second Amendment is a civil right.
The NRA is the oldest civil rights organization in the United States. It predates the NAACP by about 30 years, by the way. A lot of people,
don't know that.
Correct.
I became an NRA recruiter, but I don't really push it during my events. But really, I am an NRA recruiter. If you want to join or you want to extend your membership, you can contact me at one of these events and we can do it. But what I also bring to the event is paperwork for your pistol purchase permit or your firearms ID card. I want you to start the process. I want you to be political. Just because you're a gun owner doesn't mean you're political. You need to be active. There are a million of us. If a million of anyone did anything on voting day, we could change the way the country is. We can definitely change the way New Jersey is. But this right has to be important to you. And if you own a firearm, it should be.
During the Gorsuch hearings, Dianne Feinstein called the 5 million NRA members a radical fringe group.
A radical fringe group.
Did you guys hear it? I saw it on
him shut her down with her silly questioning. But
He kept referring, you know, because she was trying to get him to change his opinion of Heller and McDonald, et cetera, et cetera. So it's getting to the point now where the liberals are just becoming such crybabies. I'm really starting to think that liberalism is a mental disorder.
Yeah, no, it's a, well, the problem is ideology. They're just going to, and it's not just... It is progressivism, and we've talked about this over and over again, and it has invaded, you know, the Republican and the Democrat Party. Just because a person has an R after their name does not mean that they're not a progressive. George Bush, senior and junior, both progressives, no different than Bill Clinton, no different than our current president. He's a progressive.
Correct.
They have an agenda, and the agenda is kind of it's a wink and nod. Look at what happens when people get to Washington. They literally vote for a political cause, and that's what the these hearings were all about. It was are you a judge, candidate? Are you going to vote for a political cause? Are you going to vote for a political ideology like the rest of us are doing, regardless? And you want somebody, especially on the Supreme Court, who's going to uphold, I do, somebody who's going to uphold the Constitution. I don't give a damn if you vote against Republicans 80% of the time. I want you to vote for the Constitution. I want you to rule based on the Constitution.
That's one of the things that I try to tell people. This is not team politics. This is supposed to be Team America. You're supposed to vote for the country and what's for the best interests of the country. Right. And if it goes with what you believe, fine. But don't tell me you believe in all the tenets of the Democratic Party or you believe in all the things that the Republican Party
right.
had to say.
Right.
I don't agree with everything
me
my
either.
Best friend says. How do I agree with some platform that a committee came
mm-hmm.
up with?
Exactly.
And then you're going to ride or die with that platform? Stop and think as an individual.
That's the problem. And, progressivism is all about, they feign individualism, but it is all about herd mentality, which is why most cities are progressive.
For 7 years, the Republicans have been saying, if we got a Republican president, we will ban and repeal Obamacare.
Come on, it's
Here's
such
the
a
problem.
Joke.
Did you know Rich Erbisch sent me this? There's 26 lobbyists in Washington, D.C. for all five, for every one of the
yes.
535
yeah.
elected officials
yes.
down there.
Yes. And everyone who leaves that office goes to work on K Street.
So we could have a socialized type medicine if it wasn't, like Leonard Lance came out against it. Menendez is for it. Booker's against it. Booker's taken $1 million from pharmaceutical companies in New Jersey. He's not going to go for socialized medicine where there's going to be subsidies and stuff because these companies are capitalist companies. And they don't have anybody's interest. Like I said, they should wear NASCAR jackets
right.
with all their sponsors.
And
oh.
trust me, you do not. I don't want to get off the subject. But
no, me
you do not want socialized medicine.
No, but that's what it comes down to.
Yeah,
it's
and that's what everybody's pushing for right
yeah.
now, including these moron Republicans, who would pass a bill. I don't want to get into it because this is not a show about firearms. It's not a show about healthcare.
So, Tony, talk to us. We enlighten. I stop in the hallway of all the diversity shoots and everything. And these guys, they break their asses. All the volunteer instructors come in. People lugging guns. Tony makes up gift baskets and goodie bags. And people go in to shoot that never shot before. Wilford's mom shot last time for
that
the first
awesome.
Time. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Will came in with his mom who believed that only police in the military should have firearms or use firearms.
This is his mom. Is she first-generation immigrant?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
She was an awesome lady. She was a funny lady. And she came in willing to give it a try. She was open-minded enough to actually try, and she had a great time. I had one of my guys from work. He brought his mom here for her birthday. She'd never shot a gun before. She wanted to try it. And her first gun she shot was with Sherry Spivak, and it was my Glock 19. It was really awesome. Next event, she showed up with her daughter and a couple of friends.
And now, how old are these women that are coming?
Oh, yeah, okay.
She was in her 50s, probably.
I'm not
Will's
even guessing.
Mom. I would say Will's mom is in her 50s, but
okay.
he has from 16 to 96.
Yes, I mean, it's from teenagers to retirees.
So it's all over the map.
Yeah, and it's different races, it's different religions, it's different sexuality. Everyone's welcome, no matter where you're from. LGBTQI, what was it?
ABCYMCA. LGBTQ,
yeah.
and then an I, and then
and
an
a
now.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Why don't we just throw the entire alphabet at it?
My thing is this. You're all welcome. I don't know why people have to give each other labels or
right.
tell
what
you the labels wrong.
Exactly.
But hey, it's your right as a human being to be able to defend yourself, and the most effective and efficient way to do it is with a firearm. It's great that you can learn hand-to-hand combat and skills like that from people like Mike Wilford at Justifiable Force. But that takes years to get good at.
Right.
In an afternoon, Anthony, myself, my friend Sean from Black Bag Resources can tell you how to defend yourself from any person or land animal on the planet Earth
yeah.
with a firearm. It's your right. I don't say everyone has to have a gun. I'm not saying everyone should have a gun, but I think most law-abiding people should have the choice whether or not to own
correct.
A firearm.
The choice,
yes.
correct.
That's very
now, what day is the diversity shoot? Give us the two dates.
All right.
We had a break yet, Sandy? Coming. I thought I heard music coming.
Nope.
Oh, go ahead.
Must that's the voices
this
in your
the
head.
Voices in singing, his head singing a cappella.
Ouch.
It's April 6th and also June 1st, both of Thursdays at 6 p.m. Come in. We're going to have goodie bags. We're going to have food, as always, because that's important to me. And we're going to have a good time. I'm going to have giveaways.
How do people find you?
You can find me on diversityshoot.com. You can also find me on Facebook at The Second Is For Everyone. And on Instagram at Simon Says Train.
Simon Says Train.
Simon Says Train.
A couple of quick letters because we're going to come back. We're going to talk more. You're not leaving, by the way. You're not leaving until we
you
tell
got about
you.
A minute, by the yeah, way.
Now you can't leave. So I got Rich Wolf sent me an email. Remember I talked about the next time that we're going to fight our legislators, we should form a conga line outside all their offices?
Right, yeah.
I just ran into Rich Wolf in the hallway the other day. He goes, I just sent you an email. I said, yeah, I'm going to read it on show 304. So thanks, Rich. So, Tone, here's my idea. Like, right now, the Assembly yesterday passed this thing where if you see a doctor with mental issues, now it's going to go to Senate. Of course, Christie's going to veto it, but it's going to come back again. Basically, if you see a doctor for any type of mental health problems, you... sign off to ever own a gun again. They'll take your guns, confiscate them, and you'll never have them again.
That'll increase people seeking help.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah. So people won't seek help. But what I say is next time, like when the rental bill came out with Assemblyman Caputo, and Darius, who had sent me a message that he went to the office and other people were there, what I think is we should coordinate, and I haven't spoken to Bach about this yet, but any legislators that are in the committee or sponsoring a bill, what we get is their constituents in their area and set it up where everybody gets like a 5-minute appointment, like making your fingerprints from Sagamorpho. So we just form a line and go there every day and keep interrupting our legislator.
That would be awesome.
As a constituent, they're supposed to talk to me. And after a while, they'll go back, I don't want to deal with this shit anymore. I think it'd be more effective than emails, phone calls, and then faxes.
Everything I True. Do gonna be funky from now
on. Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Gunsitters, gunsitters.com, and Weapons Guard are on 831 Route 10 East in Whippany in the Pine Plaza under the Eye Doctor and the Pancake House. Listen, not a week goes by that these guys don't share stories with me or customers share stories with me, Gun for Hire alumni, that they've used their service. If you're moving, building a new house, going on a lengthy vacation, dealing with any kind of domestic issues with temporary restraining orders, or you have someone in your house that shouldn't be there or shouldn't have access to guns, if you call up Gun Sitters, they will come get them, or you can drop them off. You get to lock them up in your own secure location, and they stay there. If the police are called and need to confiscate your guns, they can't touch them. They stay in Gun Sitters. If you're active military and you're being transferred, deployed, or whatever, Gun Sitters will hold your firearms for free, okay,
nice.
Until you come back. And they're opening up more locations across the United States. So please check out gunsitters.com. The tentative date for the third NJ SafeCon is September 23rd. The tentative date is September 23rd, so save the date. John Willett is finalizing the contract with the location right now, so it's going to be another big blast this year. There might even be guns on display this year at the SafeCon.
Is it going to be in New Jersey?
It's going to be in Princeton.
In Princeton.
Yeah. Very nice. That's the Central Jersey location now because he had it all the way down in Vineland the first time.
Right.
He had it up in Parsippany the second time. So he found the Marriott in Princeton, which is really cool.
Yeah,
and,
very nice.
So we're gonna have Central Jersey location repping. So save the date, September 23rd. So, Tone, you're standing room only for every diversity show. I have to yell because everybody blocks the aisle because other customers or new customers come walking in. They're like, oh, my God, we're never going to get to shoot here tonight. But it's not because we give the diversity shoot the whole 50. We let them overflow into the 25-yard if need be. I just like watching people's reactions. I walk into the classroom before they start. And I see people's body language, and then they'll go into the range, and they walk into the range. You think we're getting them to walk the plank, you know?
Yeah.
And then they come out of the range, and I watch the people decompress, and then before you know it, they're in the aisle talking like Will's mom was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I had such a good time." Oh yeah, you know, you get all hyped up, and you know, because you're not used to doing it. So it's a wonderful thing, and I can't thank you enough for hosting, Tony. I know it's a lot of work, and it's a selfless job. You know, what was the salary you drew from Diversity Shoot last year?
Same as last year.
Okay. It does.
Another zero. Yeah.
Big goose egg. Actually, I'm in the negatives.
Yeah, actually, you would be happy just breaking even.
Oh, dude, breaking even would be so cool.
Not happen.
Oh, it would be so cool.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing, it made me learn to budget, though, because pretty much my entire tax return goes into the first half of the year, making things happen, getting to the NRA show. Actually, I pay for that out of pocket, but still, it was like making things happen. This is important. It all came from these same legislators. They ticked me off when I went there to testify, and all of them were on their cell phones. And the day before we went to testify, they'd already announced in the paper how they were going to vote.
Yep.
So there goes your democratic process. And then,
well, you actually believe there was one?
You know what? If you ever want to enjoy sausage, never watch it being made.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So listen, I'm that guy, all right? I'm that kid that grew up in America, and I bought into the whole baseball, apple pie, G.I. Joe. I joined the Marine Corps because I thought it was the right thing to do as an American.
I thought you lost a bet.
No.
Oh.
No, that's how I ended up on the show.
ouch.
Touché. Okay. Ouch. Now he's swinging back.
But I bought into the whole thing. I even work every year, a couple of times a year, on the election polls. And every year when you work on the polls, you have to swear in. You have to swear in the same oath that I took to be a Marine. I buy into the American process of being a democracy and making this thing work. And then when I went there and watched them blow us off, it actually broke a little piece of me inside and made me snap.
Were you there for Maynard? Was that the one?
Yeah.
Where we're going to vote on it and then we'll have the hearing later?
Yeah. Anyway, okay. They ticked me off and it really made me go, I'm going to work at this. And I looked around for people that were hosting something like I'm hosting, and there wasn't anyone in New Jersey that I knew about. And Sean from Black Bag Resources went, why don't you go to Anthony? He always talked about it because we went through him for NRA instructor courses. And I told Anthony about him at the beginning of February, and by February 9th, we had the very first diversity shoot.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And life has been downhill ever since.
Oh, my goodness. It has been so busy. Talk about something I just thought you could throw together really quick. I'm working on it. Luckily, a lot of people believe in what I'm doing, and they've helped out, and they've donated things. Anthony's donates a ton of stuff. Companies like CZUSA have donated.
Because you're cute. That's why.
Listen, I work at it. Rounds of shape, and I'm in shape. Ruger donated a lot of stuff. Springfield Armory donated stuff. Sean from Black Bag Resources. Dan from New Jersey Concealment Furniture. I mean, everyone has come out of the woodwork to help us out, to donate things to events. And it's gotten smaller businesses around the country to actually contact me and allow stuff to be done.
Which is great.
My shiny gun, that came through Patriot Gun Polishing down in Fort Myers, Florida. He reached out. I've been posting the pictures. Okay, I'm in love with my Smith & Wesson 686
now. Yeah, it's a very nice job he did.
He did a really great job, but I told him I wanted to bring these to Diversity Shoot, show off his work. I'll do a review on it because I'm on Gun & Gear Review podcast on the Firearms Radio Network. And I'll talk about it, but I really want people to shoot guns, and guns that look cool, people want to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really shiny, and if you follow me on Instagram or even follow me on Facebook, it's going to be all over the place because it's really cool. So you want to come and dirty up my pistol? Come on. You can shoot it. I provide the ammo. You just show up and have fun.
I hate dirty guns.
Well, you can clean mine.
I hate dirty guns. I don't clean guns anymore.
Well, you have a staff that cleans guns. Not everyone has a staff that cleans guns.
That's how much he hated cleaning guns. He started a business so he wouldn't have to clean his own.
You don't know how close to the truth you just hit.
I need a gun Sherpa. Oh, sigh.
You ready? I got something, all right? I can't think of it here. Oh, this is from Greg DiBernardo, who moved to the Carolinas or Georgia. Looks like you're doing great these days. I'm jealous.
You notice how anything south of Cape May, we have no idea where it is.
It's Calla, Georgia.
Yeah,
he lives somewhere
in the Carolinas or in Georgia, somewhere down there.
I went to public school in Newark. There's New York, New Jersey, California,
and some other places in between.
Other place.
In places we don't want to go.
In Hawaii.
Yeah, okay.
But I've been to China.
I flew over that stuff to get to China.
Yeah.
All right,
a lot
go ahead.
Of water.
You know, no ouches going on here.
Ouch. So he's going to be taking a week-long motorcycle trip. It's in Atlanta. So that's in Georgia.
Wow, he knew this.
Okay, no, there we go.
It's only the only reason you know Atlanta is because the Blade Show
and NRA show is there this year,
and
this
Matthew's year cafeteria. That's it.
Yes, NRA is at Atlanta.
Oh, okay, so there it is. So that's how.
Oh my goodness.
So 19 bikes are going to go from Atlanta to Niagara Falls. Most of us carry, and our permits are good as we travel our route north until we hit New York State. The question is, what do we do with our guns for a couple of days while we're traveling through New York and Canada? Well, he was thinking of FedExing the guns. That's not an option. The best option is, before you reach the communist state of New York, you can put your gun empty in a locked or fastened case in a saddlebag of your bike, and ammo in a separate locked or fastened case or saddlebag. And guess what? You're legal to transport.
But
you're
they're
covered
going
under
to,
FOPA.
They're going to Canada, though.
Well, Niagara Falls could be on the New York City side. He didn't say anything about Canada.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he did. Well, you're traveling through New York and Canada. Oh, you're screwed. You can't
you're
take
screwed,
your guns.
You're yeah. screwed, yeah. Well, here's gun sitters, right?
They
don't place
have one up
in
there,
no, but in Pennsylvania, did they open yet?
Pennsylvania's real far from Canada.
He's acting
no,
like,
but if they're
he's
coming
acting
up,
like he knows where Pennsylvania really is. It's cute.
They're coming. It's over there.
He pointed.
It's got to be close. Charlie lives there.
It's over there.
They have diners there, 24-hour diners?
No, they don't.
Then I don't care.
Then you just shut down most of the country. Jersey's the only
exactly.
one.
I went to see Evan Knappen. I'm in Concord, New Hampshire, the capital. You eat gas station food after 9 o'clock at night.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because
yeah,
nothing's
much.
Open.
Nothing's
I've
open.
Never been to Connecticut
in the city.
At night,
no,
New Hampshire
no.
At night.
Listen, Sheetz gas station. I was eating food
right,
like a
right.
rotisserie hot dog or something because
that
everything
was
closed.
Made in remember, we had to stop. Stop in Massachusetts
yep.
at a Dunkin' Donuts
yep.
before we could get it. No, there was nothing. Zero.
In Massachusetts, they had a donut named after Ted Kennedy because it only had been dunked once.
Nice.
It was called the Chappaquiddick Crawler.
Okay, cool. I thought it was going to be the Covered Bridge chocolate donut or something, but all right.
Couldn't he just stop at gun sitters and drop off the
guns?
Well,
that would be Pennsylvania. So it was going to be able to go from Atlanta to Pennsylvania.
Right.
You could do that. You could use gun sitters in Whippany or the one in Pennsylvania. The one in Pennsylvania would be better, Eastern PA.
Yeah.
That's all I can tell you, Greg. It sucks. Canada, forget about it.
Oh.
Justin Trudeau will come down and give you such a pinch. Okay? Such a pinch.
Well,
Justin,
they don't screw around on that border either.
No,
that border
Justin Trudeau there. And Ivanka Trump went to see a play or something together, and they interviewed him later, and he said it was a great girls' night out.
So. Yeah, Canada has some crazy...
Oh,
and
bizarre.
This is coming from someone that lives in New Jersey. Canada has some crazy gun laws.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know what to tell you, you know. Rich
you're,
Britton.
You're screwed, man.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
Correct. I got an email from Rich Britton. I want to talk about that when we come back, and then I got some safety tips for Tony and I.
Fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square. Open the lid and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing. Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
Sandy and I have been friends for 7 years. Can anyone even imagine fathom that?
Can't even.
I mean, holy moly. If Diane didn't send me $200 a week cash in an envelope, I wouldn't talk to him anymore.
I get that.
I mean, I have my standards. Di, I need a raise. All right, just saying. All right. Rich Britton, one of our listeners.
She just might pay you because it gets me out of the house.
You know, this guy got... I'm going to read the article to you first. It's from the New Jersey Herald, which is not fake news yet. But man gets prison term in fatal shooting of innocent bystander. A man who killed an innocent bystander and wounded another when he opened fire on a group of men in New Brunswick is headed to prison.
You call that a prison term?
But Rolando Sanchez received a 3-year sentence on Friday. The 25-year-old New Brunswick man had pleaded guilty last month to aggravated manslaughter as part of a plea deal. Authorities say in May of 2014, a shooting occurred on Hale Street, New Brunswick. They say the 28-year-old Gregorio Hernandez and another man were sitting in the front stoop of a home when they were both hit by bullets. Hernandez was taken to a hospital but died there a short time later. The other man was wounded. Okay, he said he shot them accidentally.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and he got 3 years in prison.
That's all?
Right.
Cool.
Because he pled down the gun charge.
And Rich Britton wrote, 3 years for shooting someone. If right. I were arrested for having my handgun unloaded in my trunk going to the supermarket after the range, wouldn't it be better for me to try to steal the cop's wallet while being arrested so I can plead attempted robbery?
Or just shoot the cop. Yeah.
Shoot the cop so you can plead down the gun charge and just get charged with assault.
Right.
You're it's absolutely crazy. Right. Rich. Our laws are backwards in New Jersey.
Ask
our laws
backwards.
Are backwards in the country.
Yes, absolutely.
Listen, we are now second-class citizens. Illegal immigrants have more rights than us.
Yes, they do.
I heard Malloy, the governor of Connecticut, I repeat this, said that if Tony Simon committed a crime, he will be prosecuted and incarcerated. if this illegal alien commits a crime, he will be released because they will not give him to ICE where he can be deported or separated from his family. That is how our politicians think now.
Oh, that's good. So we let an entire group of people know that you can not only break the law coming into the country, but you can continue to break the law, and we will do nothing but stand by and make little heart signs.
Yes, CBS, NBC, and ABC have not reported on the 14-year-old girl who was allegedly raped by the 17- and 18-year-old illegal immigrants. They were both illegal, by the way, in Baltimore. And Baltimore is voting to be a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state. Okay, and they're fighting to make sure these guys don't get deported. That's because they put 18-year-old men in a classroom with 14-year-old girls in ninth grade because they don't speak English. But anyway, let's talk about positive stuff here.
We have any?
Yeah. Well, we live in New Jersey, Tone, and I know you're starting to get healthy and you're going out walking and everything. And I just, you know, in New Jersey, he's laughing. Say ouch. You don't walk from the couch to the fridge?
No, I walk. I park as close as I can. I walk.
He's parked on the sidewalk in the front of the range. Two wheels up on the sidewalk.
Is that why I couldn't get in the front door?
Yeah, he got out of the truck and he kind of fell in the front door. He looked almost like he was a black Foster Brooks.
Wow.
Okay. Without the booze. Now, if a lot of people like to go hiking.
They're Googling who Foster Brooks is.
They don't know. I know. They're
pretty much. I love the reference, though.
Yeah, it was good.
23-year-old, 21-year-old receptionist at the range. They don't know who John Wayne is.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I actually had that happen at work.
Why would they know?
Oh, that's true.
He died in 79.
That's true. Yeah.
The girl said, who's John Wayne?
Yep.
Who's John Wayne?
Wow. Getting old. So if you go hiking in the woods in New Jersey, we got to be careful. We got to watch for coyotes. We got to watch for bear. Mm-hmm. We got to watch for shit birds. There's just a multitude of stuff. Now, you can carry bear spray in New Jersey. You can carry OC spray in New Jersey. You can carry any.
Is there
type
a limit to bear
weapon.
Spray like there is?
Yeah,
with,
there is, but yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah.
I have the party canister.
Yeah.
That I put in my small pack, my ruck bag that I go hiking with. But, you know, do you have to really keep your head above water when you're in the woods? It's easy to get lost. You mm-hmm. hear stories all the time, but there's no reason people go out and they don't carry anything with them. Carry a small bag with you. Have some food. Have an extra battery or a charger for your cell phone. A compass is not bad. We talk about the little e-pribs, your portable e-pribs that you can carry that send out an emergency signal. Walter Haas bought me one, and I have it. And I just renewed the registration for it for the year. It was $10 or something. But, you know, when you're walking through the woods, they say you should make noise in case you startle a bear.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be talking. People put bells on their packs or whatever. But if you run into a bear or someone, you have to stand your ground.
Yeah,
especially
a
bear.
A lot of people get frightened and run away, and that's the worst thing you could do.
And, you know, have a plan. Make sure people know where you're going if you're going to go hiking. Don't just park your car up at Rifle Camp Park and go in. Text somebody and say, I'm going hiking. I'll give you a text back in a few hours or something. If you're with somebody, stick together. You know, trails are usually blazed. I turned a corner on a trail once, and a guy and girl were exchanging a hypodermic needle.
Oh, I thought they were exchanging body fluids.
No, they were up in the woods, and they were shooting up. Yeah.
Well, just because you're on heroin doesn't mean you don't appreciate nature. What's wrong with you? That's microaggression.
That's right. Ouch.
So you just have to keep you have to keep your eyes and ears open. Like, I would never walk with headphones on when I'm walking through the woods. And, you know, have whatever weapons you have to your knowledge. And a big weapon is your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you shouldn't go out as it's getting dark. Remember Kevin Ryder was on the show? We talked about how they rescued people from like Ramapo. The guy was like 150 feet from his house.
Right.
You know, you could fall and break your ankle. I've gone hiking. I've slipped off stones and just twisted my ankle. What's wrong with having a little first aid kit? What's wrong with having an extra phone for your battery? You know, my bag, I have a space blanket. I carry some water with me. I got a couple energy bars. The thing weighs 6 pounds.
Yeah.
I throw it over my back and I go walking. You know, before I leave, I pack a couple of bananas, a couple of energy bars. Go ahead, Tony.
I'm thinking about Jeremiah Johnson here out on a hike. You're only going for an hour, dude. Calm down.
I'm just laughing because he thinks that Rifle Camp Park is the wilderness.
No, no.
When you're in the wilderness.
No. I got lost. I got lost in Pyramid Mountain.
Did you really?
The Butler. Yeah, I went off the trail. I found myself on the trail.
All you have
again,
to do is listen for traffic.
But you know, everything, you know, most people can be disoriented in short walks like that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And again, if the temperature starts to drop and all you got is that SOL shirt on, you know.
Yeah.
And then you call on your cell phone, where are you? I'm here.
It's right by the big tree. Yeah.
Tony, give us dates and contact information now. Ouch.
Contact information is diversityshoot.com. Simon Says Train on Instagram. Or the second is for everyone, or Simon Says Train on Facebook. June 1st is the next one. April 6th is the next one. June 1st is the next one. I'm confused.
How do people find you?
DiversityShoot.com.
DiversityShoot.com.
Yep.
Listen up, people. April 7th, Trip Planning 101. April 8th and 9th, Wilderness First Aid. April 23rd, Urban Pistol 1. April 23rd, Hemorrhage Control. April 29th, Protective Pen. Love that class. April 30th, CPR AED. May 17th, Holster Draw. Yes, I have my cheat sheet.
Okay.
I'm done. Tony, thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Love you, Sandy. Brother.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming in. Well, it looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barone. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. If you don't already do so, please subscribe to the show using iTunes. I know a lot of you guys, based on the way we're looking at downloads, are still looking at your computer. You know, you can take this show anywhere you want because it is actually podcasted. So if you're hearing it, do it. Subscribe. It helps other people find the show. We love you guys. Winston, it's time to say goodbye to everybody and wish them a good week. Winston! All right, we love you guys. See you next week. Oh, there he is. From sea to the shine.